You're listening to Brianna's Bandwagon, the podcast. Welcome back, guys, to another episode. I'm your host, Miss Brianna Marie. I'm a blogger, YouTuber, content creator, and podcast host. Welcome back to Brianna's Bandwagon. I believe the last episode was in June. And I honestly have recorded episodes since then. Actually two, but I've never got around to actively publishing them or even editing them. They were also longer episodes, so it was more of a tedious task. However, I wanted to do this episode because I started college and I wanted to share my experience. So let's hop right in. Now, for privacy reasons, I will not disclose the university name that I go to. I moved onto campus on August 25th, 2022, and let me tell you, I have loved it. Let me remind you that I graduated in 2020 from high school, and I planned to go to college right after. But you know, I decided to get cancer instead. Obviously, not on purpose. It was kind of an accident. There's a whole podcast episode playlist about my cancer journey on Listen Notes that I will put in the episode description. If you haven't listened to them. But prior to August 25th, I got pretty anxious. I hate change and love routine, so this whole moving on campus thing was going to shake up my routine immensely. College is a lot of change. I would be living in a new place, hopefully meeting new people, maybe making new friends, taking new courses, and experiencing so many different things. I think my biggest concern was my suite. I have my own room due to accommodations, but I still have six other girls living in my suite. I came to the wild conclusion that perhaps I was the new one, and somehow they already knew each other, or worse, collectively decided not to want to talk to me. Also, if any of my suite mates are listening to this, yes, this is truly what I thought, and I'm happy to say this was quite the opposite. They're all really nice, better suite, which is a relief because even though I have a podcast, I am not a social person and definitely an introvert. I don't think the whole 2 years off from school helped me in my socialization skills. I am thankful that my suite mates come into my room and want to socialize because usually I'm not the first to talk. So the fact that they are more social definitely helps. The one thing that I was so shocked about was the fact that they knew I had some medical issues. And especially the whole cancer thing. Because one night they came into my room and wanted to hear the whole story of the cancer. They were also intrigued. Now, usually people steer clear of talking about cancer. So this was quite a surprise. And it was really nice to know they were interested and cared to ask. I love the campus. It has a bluff overlooking one of the Great Lakes. I even saw a rainbow over the lake one night while watching the sunset. And it was very peaceful. I also love going to chapel. My university is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, so talking about God is now a new normal for me. I asked on Instagram for people to submit different questions about college, what they wanted to know about my experience so far. So, here are some of the questions. The first one was, how did I choose my college? Well, in high school, I toured many colleges and applied to a lot. I should say for the longest time, I didn't even want to go to college. But as I got closer to high school, that changed. When I first graduated, my plan was to major in photography and minor in graphic design. So I wanted to attend a 4-year college. I applied to 8 schools and they were all relatively close to home. 2 of the colleges were private women's colleges. 1 was a Catholic school. 2 were solely art institutions. 1 being the School of Art Institute of Chicago, which I mainly applied for just for fun. But they were the only school that did not accept me. 1 Lutheran college. Public university, and a private university with a campus overlooking the bluff, which is the one I actually chose. I knew I didn't want an all-girls college, so that eliminated 2. I also knew a big public university was not going to end well with me and my disability. The Catholic university just wasn't my vibe, and the one art school I did get into was crazy expensive. Plus, if I ever want to change my major to something non-art related, that would not be easy. In fact, I'd have to transfer colleges. That left me with a Lutheran college, and the one like the Lutheran college was nice, but it was also in the city. So I mean, no Lakeview, but it was also pretty small. Like, I'm pretty sure I would know everyone eventually. The one I chose had my major and was close to home. It had a beautiful lake view, and it was big enough that I'd still meet new people, and not everyone within a few days. I even applied for their art scholarship, so that was also a big factor. The best part and the worst part was another question that I received. The best part would probably be living on my own and getting to be with other people. Since I was at home for 2 years after high school graduation, I was pretty much not doing a whole lot. I mean, most of my friends are headed off to college, so there was no one at home for me to hang out with. And I was entertaining myself for the most part. The worst part is probably walking, because I walk a lot slower, and I push myself a lot more than I should, which is not always good in the end. And I think my biggest adjustment is time management. Although I've always been at time management before, that's because I didn't have any deadlines to meet or people waiting on me for anything. My schedule revolved around me, but now that I'm in college, I have classes that aren't always back-to-back, so the time between them I should use wisely. I also have to make sure that I don't miss the meal times, other meetings I'm supposed to attend, or campus events that I want to go to. Thankfully, so far, I've been good with using my Asana notebook for assignments and Google Calendar for other events. Now, here are some tips that I learned. Here's some advice on college that I have picked up. Many students will be selling a lot of items, such as textbooks. For me and my university, there's an app where people can post in a channel. It's called Buy and Sell. So do not buy your books until the first week of school, because this allows you to wait and see what you actually need or use. I ended up not using what I purchased for one of my classes because the professor had a different curriculum going on. And I wish I kind of waited until I rented the actual book that I never am going to need now. Going along with that, if you don't an app for buying and selling, you can always look up your school name on Facebook and buy and sell in the groups. And there's usually some sort of group on Facebook near or around your area or specifically for your school about buying and selling. And you can probably find some textbooks there. Make effort to make friends in your first week because everyone is looking for people to meet. Everyone's in the same boat. And I had to remind myself of this because I was not a talkative person. I sometimes forgot that everyone is in the same boat and that I could have easily made friends if maybe I talked to more people. Don't be afraid to talk to your soulmates. If you have a room by yourself like me, it is important to talk to your soulmates because they're the ones that you'll be living with. And ultimately, they might become your best friend. And it's really nice to just get to know them because you will be living with them. Don't waste your money on a printer because your school will most likely have a printer or a computer lab with printers. Make sure you know how to use some sort of time management system, whether that be an assignment notebook or Google Calendar. For me, it's both. I use Google Calendar for campus events and appointments, and then I use my assignment notebook for assignments. And lock your doors. Even if you are on a relatively safe campus, you never know. You don't want anything stolen or misplaced, and it's always a good idea just to lock your doors. Don't overthink it. When you come to a new school, it's always very daunting, and I definitely was in the overthinking phase for a long time, even before I got here. But the actual process of moving in wasn't as nerve-wracking as I thought. It was just the thought of it. Another useful tip is to always carry a jacket or a sweatshirt. Because depending on where you are for classes, the temperature can change. For me, in my dorm building, it is pretty cold. And in my room, it's even colder. But that's not always the case for when I'm at class. Don't forget to carry a water bottle, especially if you're on a bigger campus. Definitely don't want to be that person that falls off the face of the earth because they didn't stay hydrated. Discover things you may want to try or clubs you want to join. And this will help you get involved. See what's out there. And if you don't like any room, you can always start a club on your own. Even though you are on your own, let your parents help you. Remember that grades are not everything. Okay, seriously, the school system is messed up and grades really don't define you. So just remember that. But at least try. If you try, that's all that matters. Do the extra credit. If there's extra credit, you're not going to lose on anything. In fact, it may help you. Don't stress about the things you can't control. This goes for any social drama, grades, or even life events happen. Life is not rainbows and unicorns. Sometimes you just have to go the full life, no matter what happens. Trust me, I should know. Don't procrastinate. I can tell you, I procrastinate so much in high school. When it comes to friends, choose quality over quantity. Most of my middle school friends never carried into high school. And none of my high school friends even carried into college, because we all went our separate ways. That's always sometimes hard. And college, you're definitely starting over. So be sure to choose who you want to hang out with. It's up to you to make your own decisions. And college is not like high school. You can kind of do whatever you want. Choose the best possible people for you to hang out with. Make study playlists. This sounds ridiculous, but hear me out. I have an instrumental playlist. It includes classical and mainly pop instrumental music. So I know the songs, but there are no words to get me distracted. Also, find your classes prior to the first day. Set your schedule as your lock screen. This was a life changer. When I discovered this, I was blown away by the genius idea. I'm always on my phone, so setting my schedule as my lock screen has definitely helped me. Use a planner. Using a planner allows you to schedule errand and tasks so you know what to expect. Set specific due dates and deadlines for everything. It often helps to look at the syllabus from each class, and it has the assignments or things that you're doing in class. And from there, you can use the syllabus to schedule in all your assignments. If you want more back to school tips, you can check out the podcast I was a guest on back in April of 2021. The podcast was formerly called The Productivity Teens, but since it's rebranded and is now called Remain or Revolve, the episode I spoke on was about self-studying efficiently. You can check it out in the episode description. Good luck to everyone who's returning or starting school. I believe in each and every one of you. I hope you enjoyed my little update and my tips for school. Oh, I do hope to eventually get back on a routine and bring the podcast back on a regular schedule, but we'll see. Now for some final announcements. I will hopefully be publishing this episode in September. September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I want to personally ask you to join me in the fight against pediatric cancer. I've been participating in the Million Mile by walking and tracking my miles throughout September. So far, I have 20. The Million Mile helps to create awareness for kids fighting cancer. The first step in my journey to a million with your help is to fundraise. The money raised will support Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, which aims to change lives of children with cancer through funding impactful research and raising awareness. So I'm asking for your help me reach my goal of $50. Please visit my personal fundraising page to make your donation. You can even leave a personal note. We'll also be in the episode description. Thank you so much in advance for your support. I do apologize for the audio quality. I am using a new audio editor and hence the crackly difference of the audio, but I am aware that it is not perfect. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at It's Miss Brianna Marie or the podcast on briannasbandwagon.pod. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave a review wherever you're listening, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.